Christy. Hit Breakfast with Dan and Christy. Hits 100.9.
So, Dan, anyone who knows me knows that I love psychics. Did you know that?
I didn't until
yesterday.
Because
you're not a psychic.
No, I am a psychic. I'm a magician. Tricksters, you mean?
No, real psychics.
Oh, they're real, are they?
Yeah, yes, okay. They are. So when I was up on the mainland, I had my normal psychic. Her name was Danina. And I had to do some Googling when we got down here. And I found someone wonderful. Her name is Anna.
Yeah.
And I'm booked in to see her at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. I cannot wait.
How much does she charge?
Oh, I don't know, like $100? What's wrong with what's that? She should get paid for her time. She's going to spend an hour with me.
Oh, she's going to sense some things, is she? She's going to communicate with the spirit world.
Psychics have done incredible things in my life, you Grinch. Like, I remember when I saw Danina and she predicted things that were going to happen in the future, and they did. I'm like, how do you do this? And she just grabs my hand and she just had this energy. It felt like I was catching up with an old friend. She just knew me so well. And I know what you're thinking, right? Despite what you think, because I'm a chatter, I was really quiet the whole time with this psychic. So anyway, when I messaged who was apparently the best psychic in Hobart, right? Her name's Anna. And I messaged her yesterday and said, can I please book in? And in the text message, she said to me, she'll make time for me because she feels like I need some guidance. So I know a lot of people go to new places and they find their doctor and their dentist. Christy goes somewhere and finds a psychic. But I am totally spiritual. I love seeing psychics. Yes, I know sometimes you can find people that aren't on the money, but when you do find a true gift, which I'm confident I have found.
That you charge for.
People out there, well, of course they're going to charge
real,
for it.
No, it's like astrology and horoscopes. I read your horoscope to you this morning and it was a Gemini. And what are you? Like, you're
a Scorpio. Right? Yeah, Scorpio. But that was like 5:45 before I felt focused. So I didn't realise what you were doing.
There's no rational science behind it. That's what I don't like. Like, go for it. Be a psychic. Be a master medium, just like John Edward or whatever. But don't take advantage of people. I think you're a bit of a scumbag if you, like, do charge for that kind of stuff.
Of course they have to get charged for it. It's their gift. It's the way that they make money.
If I was a psychic medium and I could read you and I could tell you the future, I'd do it for free.
Yeah, but how are you going to pay your rent if you spend all your time not earning money with your gift? Like, what's she supposed
with
to
my
do?
Gift.
Be a carpenter?
Because people are gullible. That's what it is. Like, mum's right into it, but I think it's smoke and mirrors.
See, I completely disagree, and I'm sure people out there have had brilliant psychic readings. And I know you think that it's just all smoke and mirrors, but it's not. And I know that you think that you could trick people into...
I could do it. It's called cold reading. It's a fact that I could do it right here and right now. I could master your mind easily.
Oh, really? Yep. Do you want to do it then?
I would be happy to.
Okay.
If anyone wants a psychic reading, I've got one for you. So 131060, if you'd like me to psychically read and predict the future, I'll make it so generic and it'll be so easy to do.
You seriously want to open the phones on this?
Let's open the phones. 131060, I'll give you a psychic reading. Donna, are you ready for your reading?
I'm so ready. Okay.
All right, you ready? Let me just transform because I've got a name and everything, all right? My name is Thigga Saturn. I'm going to master your mind and manifest your reality. I believe your name is actually Donna. Is that right?
Yes.
You're from Cambridge.
Oh, I'm not, though.
Oh.
Are not doing well with this.
You're Tasmanian.
You should know. You should know this, though.
I should know this. Well, I'm getting something. I'm sensing a powerful energy coming from you. I feel like there's a message from the spirit world. I'm able to sense things that are troubling you, and I think your problems are coming to me in bits and pieces. I'm going to relay the information from the world, okay? I'm sensing you're an anxious person. Is that right?
Yes.
but your anxiousness disappears when you're with your true love. Have you got a true love?
I do have a true love.
Yes, and I believe he makes you happy. And I believe you met somewhere in Hobart.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
somewhere
in
Australia.
He's not as good as he thinks, is he, Donna?
In Australia, yes.
Yeah, you met somewhere in Australia, and I believe you met out on the town.
No.
I believe you met on a dating app.
No.
I believe you met at yoga class.
No.
Donna.
Jesus, no. Yeah.
Hun, I have a feeling. Can I step in for a second? I've been listening to you speak. Am I right that you work in, like, the health sector in some capacity? Oh.
Yep.
Yes, I had a feeling. Are you not a nurse, but do you do...
Yep.
You're a nurse? Oh, my God. Babe, I don't mean to be weird, but your vibe came through. See, I just had a feeling you were a nurse. I swear to God, that was the weirdest. So
weird. Maybe you've got it. You've got the medium. Maybe I'm not the one to master your mind.
For a psychic, you're great in radio.
Well, Donna, I'm getting visions of us hanging up on you. So thanks,
Thank you, beautiful. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Now, Isabella from the Lena Valley, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
You're very good.
Good.
Now, I'm sensing with you, were you unhappy as a child?
I would say I had a pretty happy childhood.
Straight away. Yep.
I'm just assuming that everyone experiences unhappiness as a child. Maybe that's just me. That's the illusion of being specific. So you were happy as a child?
Yeah, I would say I was pretty happy.
Yeah, okay. Did you grow up in Hobart?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Yeah, I'm sensing you went to school around the Lena Valley area.
Close. I went to school in Moona.
Oh, yes. And I believe when you went to Moona, you'd occasionally go 10-pin bowling. Am I right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but that's obvious. That doesn't count as a psychic thing, Daniel.
And you went to all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut. Am I right, Isabella?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, I never went there. I've never been.
Oh, it's getting hazy. I believe there was a house in your childhood. Is
that
right?
There.
Yes, there was.
Was it a white house?
It actually was, yes.
Yes! And I believe right now, Isabella, you are wearing a necklace.
No, I haven't got one on.
I believe you're wearing a hairband.
Yes, I've got a hairband.
Yeah. Well, finally, he at least got something right, Isabella.
Yeah.
Gosh, and just quickly, lovely, I feel like you do something for work with teaching or something like that?
No, I don't.
Damn it. I was on a winning streak there.
Isabella, I think you work in the hospitality section.
I do, yeah. I do work in hospitality.
Yeah, okay.
Are you at Pizza Hut?
I believe you don't like it.
No.
It's Dan versus Christy.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. Imogen, our producer, joined us to be our MC extraordinaire.
Yes, it's time for Dan versus Christy. Rules are simple. Three trivia questions on a topic of my choice. Best of three, your names are your buzzers.
All right, okay. Dan.
Christy.
Oh, so glad that you guys test those every week.
I know. No, I do forget my own name, Im. You'd be surprised.
This week, Adele is making news by denying that she and partner Rich Paul are already married. She says she's not engaged. She just loves high-end jewelry. And honestly, don't we all?
No. So she's the best.
She is the best.
I love Adele.
So today's topic is Adele.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
I was born ready.
All right. Question one.
All right.
Which of Adele's albums is one of the best-selling albums of all?
19?
No. Can I finish the question?
Yes.
Of all time in both the UK and the US. Oh. Now, Christy, get off your feet.
You're off the internet. You're not allowed to Google stuff. That
As
just
if
defeats
I
the
would
purpose.
Do that.
No. You've done it every time. That's why you're winning.
It's not 19, but it's the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Isn't it 21?
Yes.
That's what it is, isn't it?
You yes. can't give hints. That's,
Better
no,
than
that's
Googling
incorrect.
It.
Well, that's what I was going to land on after 19.
It's just the one after 19. Oh, is it 21?
I know her.
All right, I'll give up, Dan. If you don't get this, Christy doesn't get this one, I'll give you a hint.
All right. Good.
All right. Question two. How many Grammys has Adele won over her career?
You can lock that in if you like.
I think it's 7.
No, it's more than double that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, more than double that.
But only just more than double, Dan.
Oh, well, you just
16.
Told him.
16.
No, not 16.
Christy, 15.
It is 15.
Oh, come on.
She handed you that answer on
I
the platter.
I did hand
double
it.
Doubled it with
double,
one.
Yeah, but if I did, so yeah.
There's a bonus point on the line here, Dan. This could be your saving grace.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah,
what is the highest number of Grammys she has won in one night?
Oh, Dan, let's go with 7.
Oh, he's off by one again, Christy.
6.
Yes!
Yes! I redeemed myself.
Oh, just.
Tiebreaker?
Yeah. Question 3, lucky last. Right. Name her latest number one single.
Ooh, Dan.
Oh, Christy!
Yes!
Oh,
talking to myself in a weird way.
Gosh darn it, Christy!
Gosh darn it.
What right. is it?
It's.
Well, I've forgotten it. I know how it goes.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I was still a child.
No, oh, yeah. please come help me, babe. I was just a child.
Oh, come on. There's people screaming in their cars right now, guys. Just tell us.
Especially after my beautiful rendition. Are you kidding?
Easy on me.
It is easy on me, Dan.
Yes. Waiting for that. Well done.
And I've actually got myself in a pickle because it's a tie. Because Dan got the bonus point.
You did get the bonus point. So what are we both just tying with
rock,
one
paper,
another?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Ready?
I'll ask you a question and see if you can get it. What was her first single?
Oh, don't just... What are you...
First single.
No.
You know it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Oh, man. I can't think now. Awesome. Great. I guess you have won this game.
Yes,
what is
rolling
it again?
In the deep.
Yes, of course.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
No, go back to the tapes.
First single from 21. If you look at her first album from 19.
Oh, yeah. What does that?
Yeah. So, honestly, I'm going to keep as a draw. You can both get a point because you both suck.
Something that's going viral at the moment. We are seeing the rise of the anti-wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the opposite to a wedding is now what everybody is starting to do. New reports have come out, and in 2022, weddings have swung so far in the other direction that a lot of couples are now opting for everything a traditional wedding isn't. For instance, we saw Lily Allen a little while back in the pandemic, you know, the singer, she got married in Vegas at Little White Chapel, and they went out for burgers afterwards. We saw
it's a way to do it.
It's a way to do it. The biggest one, obviously, was Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Recently, when they got married, Ben Affleck got ready for the wedding in a public toilet, as you do, and they just wanted to get married. Things like religions are now being taken out. People are actually getting married before their party and walking in together hand in hand as a couple.
It's a way to do it.
Absolutely. Yep. So
fuck
much
the traditions,
different.
I say. Because go small, like fewer guests, fewer excessive extras, because it starts to blow out a bit. And that big wedding does cost like, you know, 25, 35K sometimes. And it's a gorgeous party with your friends and family. Like, I don't regret having a big wedding. Like, we had 100 guests. But, like, it is just one day and it is a memory. And you think back and you go, well, could have bought a house for that.
That's right. So, it depends on what you want as well. Yeah. Like, for instance, I got married when Justin and I... We actually eloped. We just got married, the two of us. We had our wedding stream so that friends and family could watch it. So we sent out invitations and people could watch us get married online if they wanted to.
Yeah.
I did have these big grand ideas of like sending people like a hamper pack before, but that was going to be like way too expensive.
No, so too much.
Just didn't happen. And it was absolutely wonderful. Because we got married, just the two of us, you know, we spent time together after the wedding, just the two of us. We actually spent time together as well. We hung out with one another, which was nice because, you know, when you're entertaining people, even if it's a barbecue at your house or whatever, you generally don't hang out.
It's a lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy. Yep. So don't be deterred. I think a lot of people are doing this now and it's good to see, saying no to like all the usual things. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick did this back in 1997 when they got married. They said to their friends and family, we're just going to have a little party at our house on a Monday night.
Surprise them. I've been to a couple of weddings like that. It's like, oh, I'll come to like our surprise party. It's my birthday. And then just like a wedding happens.
I thought you were about to say that you went to Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick's wedding as well.
That's great.
You just gay crashed.
I'm like, Bueller. Dan and Christy.
Hobart's Hit 100.9. Hit Breakfast with Dan and Christy.